when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My goal is all about value proposition. It is ultimately people's future.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Taran Shum, and in this episode, we have the pleasure of speaking to Nick Khatatrian. Nick's passion for property investment evolved when he was forced to learn the tricks of the trade himself. With all the knowledge attained, he had the brilliant idea to offer his services to others. Nick Khatatrian starts off by sharing how he works to help his clients reach their property investment goals.
I'm from Real Estate Exclusive in Melbourne, Victoria. I have been in real estate industry for the past 3 to 4 years. And we have been working with overseas as well as local investors, homeowners, people generally looking to get into property. Since we started in helping them to achieve either home ownership goals or investment goals.
A day in the life of Khatatrian involves helping his clients with his experience to determine what classifies as a profitable investment opportunity or not.
On most days, we, look at clients' needs and what they want to achieve. If we do work with investors, either group of investors or individuals who are looking to expand, enter the property investment market, or simply looking to expand the existing portfolios, we'll look at opportunities, we'll look at some of the things that it's relevant to their goals and what they're willing to achieve in a long run. Obviously, property is a long-term game, it's not a short-term game. Therefore, we need to have some sort of strategy in order to achieve those goals. Now, most of the time, we're sort of looking through deals, looking for opportunities, assessing existing opportunities, and trying to collaborate with clients together if there's a group investment opportunities. If it's a more of a personal home ownership or more of an investment goal, like your average mum and dad, we'll be looking into their long-term strategies, how we can help them to achieve their investment goals. So essentially, it's all about looking for opportunities, looking for strategies and organizing them and putting together, discussing with groups or other agents or a group of people that are normally have vested interest in the property sector. So that's generally what we do to help our clients on a daily basis.
Excellent. So I guess you mentioned to me that you've done a little bit of private equity as well and obviously invested in property. Why did you choose property over other investment vehicles? Because obviously the shares and you're running your own business as well. Why did you choose property?
Looking at the historic figures, I'm very much factual. Gambling is not my thing. I don't even, allocate small portion of my income, even for entertainment purposes, on gambling. So I'm very much numbers focused. Every investment decision, especially when it comes to other people's money, it has to be justified. So gambling is really not an option. When I looked at the historical figures of Australia starting from the 1900s all the way to date, you could see that there's a fluctuation in the land value as well as the property value, but ultimately that graph has grown exponentially.
Settling into the Australian lifestyle, Khatatrian had to figure out which career path would allow him to make his dream of running his own company a reality.
I was actually born overseas in a country called Armenia. This is not very many people know about it. It's sort of surrounded by Greece, Italy, Russia, Turkey, Turkey and Armenia back to back. So that's the region that I've come from. We've moved back to Australia and back in 2001. And since then, I have obviously been through the Australian education system, the culture, and eventually I realized obviously the business is the way to go instead of working for another company. And then my background started to expand in business ownership.
He was determined to dive headfirst into the property investment scene. However, soon discovering it wasn't all smooth sailing.
At the time, as I progressed through my second business venture, being roughly around, I think, 26, 27 at the time, I was thinking about purchasing my own property, which was quite tough. And, you know, you go through these stages, emotional and mental stages, where you're thinking, you've been told so many different information, you need deposits, you need to do this, you need to have an income. And at the time, being self-employed as well, wasn't making things any easier. And then it's sort of those challenges that I went through is what encouraged me to learn more about the industry. But at the same time, it was a reason, it was the real the spark that gave me the you can say the fire to go down that direction. Because it wasn't just myself that was struggling or wasn't sure what to do or wasn't given the right information. Because, look, I did go to seminars, and towards the end of the seminars, you know, you'd given form information collection, and ultimately you get a phone call trying to sell you an apartment or some sort of property. But there was no real value proposition. No one actually cared about, you know, what is the real thing for me. It wasn't just about buying property. Everyone can buy a property. You don't need an agent for that. You don't need a property specialist in that. You can just simply go make an inquiry and purchase a property, but is it the right property? Is it negatively geared or is it positively geared? Is it going to go up or is it going to go down in that area? And if it does go down, how do you protect yourself? You know, there were so many questions that were developing from one point, which was I need a property, but the answer wasn't that simple. So that's what really gave me that reason to embark into the industry.
Khatatrian realized that through all the guts and glory of successfully launching himself into the property investment scene came the true responsibility of securing his financial future.
Initially started off with several other ventures. We did work, I was at the time partnered with a business partner of mine, we had several, you could say, government contracts with the energy efficiency schemes, and we were helping as one of the many partners of the actual program in distribution of various energy-saving devices throughout the Victorian homes. From then on, I sort of separated from the partnership model, went into my own venture, which was in the advertising marketing field. Obviously, having the marketing degree did come in handy with what I was planning to do. And then with interaction with clients and things like that, at the time I was making decisions for myself to own a property, but there was never enough information or I could not get a straight answer from most people. To me, it all sounded like someone was trying to always sell me something to get a commission out of it. So I really wanted to educate myself about the industry, and that sort of sparked the beginning of, hey, why not get into the property? I do enjoy property. I do love it. It is a great investment opportunity. And at the same time, I can use the marketing sort of element of it in educating other people in how they can achieve their investment goals or real estate goals. But only through the learning experience, my learning experience, or the path that I had already gone through or going through, that I can then say I've got a bit of experience that I can pass it on, rather than simply selling another property to another client and just, you know, focusing on commissions. My goal is all about value proposition. It is ultimately people's future you're talking about. It's not so much about the money. It's not so much about the wealth. It's about what will happen to the people in their 30s, later down in down the track in their lives when they're in their 60s, if they haven't made the right financial goals. You don't have parents you can rely on. You can't rely on your friends. So you ultimately rely on yourself in making those decisions and planning your future. So that's where I found passion in real estate and decided to go down that path.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into Kartatrian's journey on how he became a property investor.
Many people in my situation, all with a low income, could not own a property, but I found a way.
The best moment in his property investment journey thus far.
So he gave us it changed our perspective in the long term, but also in that given time, he gave us a very, very healthy profit margin.
What he has learned along the way.
But from a financial perspective, before we embark on any form of investment, we do analysis and we apply what we call is the tsunami effect.
And that's next. I'm Tyron Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Western Australia is tipped to be the next property hotspot. If you're looking to invest and build in WA, take advantage of the affordable land market and record build times with Plunkett Homes. Visit propertyinvestory.com/build to find out why they're WA's most established home builder. With over 150 years of experience, Plunkett Homes helps you develop turnkey homes across WA. To get your fixed price demolition or site works and to maximise profits and minimise time, visit propertyinvestory.com/build. And now back to the show. Kartatrian's primary background in business enabled him to attain a network of contacts within the field, some of whom would eventually help him buy his first investment property down the line.
The interesting thing was being a new business venture, I wasn't able to come up with the right financials, which for self-employed, obviously you need to show 2 years of incomes for the business as well as for yourself. And obviously the business at the time being in the early stages, I wasn't able to present all those documentations. But what I found is that having my network that I have developed over the years, working in different businesses as well as the previous business that I had, I found that it is easy to, own a property for investment purposes, for example, with the number of people who are able to help you with either their income contribution as well as a deposit contribution to owning of that property. So essentially the first one that we owned was a group owned. It was more of an investment project that we had put together. And I thought that if I'm able to, for example, put in $25,000 in a deposit format into this property, and so is everybody else, and then we use the various incomes of the partners I was working with at the time, we're able to acquire a property. And say 5 years down the track, that $25,000 that I had put in would increase, obviously with the capital gains, it would increase my portion of the investment, while it also increases the portion of their investment, my partner's investment. So it was one way to put money into real estate and then increase, or I suppose grow your wealth in a way. It was a small amount to start off with, but it gave me an opportunity to get into the property. And that's how really I started, because as I said, many people in my situation, all with a low income, could not own a property. But I found a way by simply, relying on a trust factor here. We were able to purchase a property that we could use to grow our wealth, and then sell and move on to the next project. And then ultimately, when you've done that several times, your $25,000 has become turned into $50,000 or had turned into $75,000 to $100,000. Ultimately, you find that you have more deposit, better stability, as well as knowledge to go on your journey or be able to at least share your experiences with other people. And that's the way we started. So it was a real challenge. It was a real challenge to what they say is crack into the industry.
And has there been any potential scenarios where things just didn't work out, and then there'll be a lesson that you would have learned from that?
Even in the best deals, you definitely learn something. I can't really point out a situation where it was terrible, but there's certainly things that pop up. I can give you several examples. In a case where we had purchased an existing property and it was a matter of in a growing suburb, and we thought that a renovation is an option on this property rather than completely demolish and rebuild. We obviously came across various renovation challenges when it comes to the contractors, the type of work. You don't know what sort of work has been put in previously, so when you pull things apart, you encounter things. This particular house was only 10 years old, but obviously being part of a volume builder's production, there were certain mistakes, certain things that were not done properly. So we had to go back in fixing them and then come forward and then finish off the project rather than, say, for example, with the bathroom, there were several plumbing issues that were causing the water flow back into the shower. That had to be fixed before we can actually, move forward. And what that entailed is, breaking a concrete, thick layer of concrete, and then reaching to the plumbing and then extending to a higher point so that you won't have that issue. You know, that's just simply one example. Or you have suppliers that they don't bring things on time. The contractors don't come in on time. You do need permits and things like that for things you did not expect you would need to have permits for. While you're doing all that, you're adding value, what we call is value proposition to the property, but you've got to be very mindful of how is this going to affect your profit margin at the end when you're selling out. There's things like that. And anything to do with the off-the-plan sector that we're looking at, buying some off-the-plan opportunities, so essentially buying land and then constructing a property on top of that, which gave us a lot of margins to work with, profit margins. But the challenge was the developers would delay settlement timeframes. There were several issues with the land. Obviously the building and construction process can take several months more than what it was estimated originally, which means that you can't rent it out on time or you can't sell it on time. There's warranty-related matters that you've got to be able to deal with. There's a lot of things to think about. But from a financial perspective, before we embark on any form of investment, we do analysis and we apply what we call is the tsunami effect. And if there was a foreseen thing that would come and sort of destroy the property or, our margins did not make sense anymore because there was something unexpected that happened. How are we going to protect ourselves? So from that perspective, we will always do okay. It was more of the actual, construction or the renovation process itself that would cause most headaches for us and our partners.
A more positive experience with unforeseen circumstances resulted in one of Katrien's most successful property investments.
I think the biggest success we had were, I think, with one of the properties that we invested in for off the plan. That gave us the maximum amount of return way above than what we actually expected. And it was just simply how we were able to leverage our relationships with our working partners and achieve that. Now, as an example, when we purchased the land, first of all, we were able to purchase it at a much lower price than what the market, what it was valued for on the market. So it was a distressed situation where the previous owners were not able to come up with a settlement, meet the settlement terms of the banks as well as the developer. And we were able to acquire the land in a short amount of time. So, and we purchased the property at a value 2 years, 2 years back so essentially when we purchased it, we've purchased it at a much more depreciated price than what it was worth at the time. And in addition to that, having to leverage on our builders and the relationships we had, we're able to construct that particular home in a very cost-effective manner. And that obviously gave us very big room for a profit margin that, you know, was quite healthy at the time. That was, I suppose, one of the aha moments where we were able to consider something in the future, which was to look into distressed properties, whether it was established or deceased, or it was just simply part of a new estate. So it gave us it changed our perspective in the long term, but also in that given time, it gave us a very, very healthy profit margin.
So, inspired by Nick Katrien's story, we'll keep the conversation going in a future episode of Property Investory Podcast, where we'll discuss his mindset.
The people you're talking to, they, number one, they have to trust you. The second, you have to give them something, some sort of a proposal that makes absolute sense.
Details on his property investment habits.
I look at it from their perspective rather than my own perspective.
Where he sources his tips and tricks from.
When I do research when it comes to the property, the market, I go into a lot of the statistical information that I can find on websites or Australian economists that have done studies on.
And that's next time in a future episode on Property Investory. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.